The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday afternoon's action in Ireland. We have two meetings to look forward to today. We have Down Royal and Wexford to go out. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm all right, bud. Yeah, I'm good.
Good man. Nice to hear it. You were obviously at the Cheltenham Festival last week, Andy. So let's start with a little bit of a reflection on that. And from an Irish perspective, Andy, what stood out to you at the Cheltenham Festival?
Well, I think the best performance for me visually started in the very first race of the meeting. I thought Vator was hugely impressive.
Yeah.
You know, to make all the running and see off what was a very good Supreme Novices field in the manner that he did suggests that he's going to be a big player whatever route their connections go down next year with him. They could, you know, go down champion of the route or maybe think about popping him over a fence. But he's just got an amazing engine, amazing amount of scope. He just had to keep quickening up all the time in that race. And you think, God, he's going to have nothing left to out. And then he shot clear around the home turn and left some good horses in his wake. So he was a brilliant winner, and I didn't see a better performance all week than him.
No, it was really impressive. Set a track record as well. And I saw some betting on one of the traders sent it through the other day. I believe it'll be on our site because of that. He's 5-1 for the Arkle next year. If they do send him over fences, I think that'd be quite a good price to get on now, because he's not going to be that on the day, is he?
No chance.
If he takes the fences well enough. I mean, he travelled so well, didn't he, through the race, and kept quickening. He was very impressive. I suppose you could say similar things about Forheen on the second day. He was a bit of a machine as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I was really disappointed with Red Sherlock. Maybe Forheen just basically ran him into the ground and Red Sherlock didn't perform anywhere near his best. I'd suggest Red Sherlock was below par because Rath Vinden, who he'd beaten the time before and was the form line, ran an admirable race in third. So wherever he finished, you'd like to think that Red Sherlock was ahead of him, but that wasn't to be the case, and he left the door open for Fahin to take advantage. He didn't jump perhaps as cleanly as his stable companion Vator in winning, but there's no doubt he's got an amazing engine, and you know, he's going to be a threat whichever direction connections go with him as well.
Okay, anything else throughout the week? We obviously saw an Irish train winner of the Gold Cup as well, and so on. Andy, what else stood out to you?
Well, it's amazing that the big championship races they took. They didn't particularly do well perhaps in some of the handicaps, which is a normal occurrence. But you know, they won, obviously Krivega, we have to mention her, 6 from 6 at the festival, quite an incredible feat by Willie Mullins. That'll probably never be beaten in our lifetime anyway. They won the bumper as well, not with the one that I thought, but Silver Concord took that. They took the Triumph Hurdle as well, suggesting they've got the best juveniles with Tiger Roll. And I was really impressed with Don Polly as well when he won the Martin Pipe. Just on pure figures, he actually came out second top on that particular afternoon. He ran a very, very good circuit, and I think that Martin Pike race will work out quite well. I'll be looking for those in and amongst that handicap to boost the form of Don Polly. But it wasn't for the first time that Willie Mullins has took that race. Of course, he took it with Sir Deschamps many years ago before he went on to be a Gold Cup horse. And it's interesting, Tom Segal in the Racing Post today tipped Don Polly as his horse to follow for the rest of the year and next season's a chasing campaign.
Interesting. Good stuff. Right, shall we leave it there, Andy, and move on to Monday's action?
Well, not. Why not?
Why not, yes. We're going to look at both meetings today, Down Royal and Wexford. So we'll start at Down Royal. We're going to take Andy's pick of the two meetings. And the first one Andy's picked out is the 145, which is a 2-mile maiden hurdle. And Black Spot On heads the betting this morning at 6-4. It's 9-4 for Merrion Row. Tulsa Jack is 4-1. A bit of a nibble on the Chief Villain, who's 12s into 10s. 16s for Balmont Flyer and Audit and Helen Ayer. And then 28-1 on bigger prices the rest. So a fairly skinny priced favourite in the shape of Black Spot On. Andy, is he the one to beat?
He is, yeah. He's my first choice of the day. That third behind Dane King, has worked out really well. We saw Drumlee win subsequently and run an admirable race off a mark of 120 in a handicap at Navan yesterday when he finished third. So He definitely carries the best form into the race. Prior to that, he'd run behind O Manley, who has also subsequently run quite well. Dangers, well, they look to be Merrion Square and the Chief Villain. Thought Merrion Row ran quite well behind KTT. Of course, KTT lowered the colours of Utica yesterday down in Limerick. So that form certainly hasn't taken anything other than a forward step. And the Chief Villain, anything that Stuart Crawford runs here at his home track of Down Royal has to be, worthy of a mention. And that third behind Decider County doesn't read too bad, but definitely black spot on, has all the right credentials, all the tools to take a race like this, and I think he will, and he's a worthy 6-4 chance.
Okay, the next one we picked out at Down Royal is the 3:15, and this is the Daily Mirror Chase, which is over 3.25 miles. And what a race this is! Bog Warrior, the 7-4 favourite; Tona Doodery, 9-4; Seabass, 5-2; 11-2 for Maker Track, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. You could state a case easily for the first four in the betting there, Andy. Which way do you end up going down in the 3:15?
Well, my fastest horse in this race on the figures is Tona Doodery. He's got four of the five fastest times I've got on my sheet, and he's run behind RV Collegiate at Punchestown back in February. He's probably the best one that he's achieved so far this season, even in defeat. A slight concern has to be the trip, but when he was upped in trip early on in the season at Punchestown, he lowered the colours of some very good horses that day, including First Lieutenant. So I'm pretty sure that he'll get the trip. It all depends whether something gets it better than he does. What we have to say is that Maker Track is coming off the back of a modest run. Bog Warrior, haven't seen him so far this season other than an unseat at Garran Park when he was probably beaten anyway, and we're still in the dark with him. And Seabass has obviously been prepared for the Grand National, albeit ran well in a good hunter chase last time out, which of course Tammy's Hill boosted the form with a win in the Fox Hunter. So if they go a million miles an hour, obviously it's going to be a concern for Toad to do in the race, but I've got a feeling that they won't go overly quick. And with that in mind, he's definitely got the foot to do these in the back end. So I'm going to go with Tona Doodery.
Okay, Tona Doodery then in the 3:15 and the 4:15 next then at Down Royal, and this is a hunter chase over 2.5 miles, and James is 6-4 favourite, and Davey from Milan 15-8. It's then 8-1 barring those two, priced up as a match, Andy, between the top two there. Do you think it is a match between James and Davey from Milan?
I do, yeah, and I'm very sweet here on James. Ian Ferguson's always got a decent line with these hunters, and he's had plenty of good horses through his hands over the years, and James is very much an up and coming young horse. He hasn't had many chances to show what he can do. I've got a feeling that this drying ground could suit him today, because he's two runs so far this season, albeit they've been very, very good after Christmas. They've been on heavy ground, and he has been up against the likes of Tammy's Hill and On the Fringe and Warn, and those would probably represent the very best of the Irish hunter chasers, and this very much looks a step down in class. David from Milan, nice horse though he is. He probably hasn't had the chance to show what he can do against the very best. He was ahead of a horse called Burren River last time out at Garran Park, and it has to be noted that Burren River fell in that race that Warren won at Ferry House. So there's not a great deal between them based on that horse. Same for Paddy, he's going to be much better on a better surface. But I've got a feeling that this James is going to come of age today. That form in that Ferry House race couldn't be any better, with Tammy Seal going on to win the Fox Hunters. He's a nice, strong traveller, and hopefully he'll get a chance to get back on the winning trail.
Okay, and the final race we're going to look at Down Royal is the 4:45, and we'll finish with a 2-mile bumper. And Killer Miller heads the betting this morning at 6-4. Riviera Sun, second favourite, at 13-8. It's then 6-1 for Kilolta Sarah, 9-1 or bigger price as the rest. I was quite interested in Riviera Sun here, Andy, because the form of his debut is working out quite well with the form being franked in the Cheltenham bumper.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Shane Hill came out of the champion bumper with a great deal of credit, didn't he? So that makes Riviera Sun a very popular choice here. Also, Joshua Lane, I thought that ran quite well in the champion bump, if my memory serves me correct. So all in all, that nice race back in November probably holds the best form. However, I'm going to take him on here with Killer Miller. I thought it was a really good eye-catching run the other day by Nolmead's five-year-old. It was in that race that was won by Drumley, who ran second yesterday in a handicap. And Killer Miller basically flew in the last stage of that race to suggest that he's definitely going to be better when he gets a stiffer test and a little bit more experience. And with that experience under his belt, with Nina Carberry on board, Of course, Noel Mead, fresh off the success of Very Wood last week, will be hoping for another victory here with this son of Fleming's Firth. In what looks ostensibly a match between the two, I'll go with Killer Miller, just because his run recently, was a little bit more recent than Riviera Sun's.
Okay. On to Wexford next then. There's a card at Wexford as well, and the first race on their card is the 2:30, which is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and Asjar is the 7-4 market leader. It's 100-30 for Shutter Island. Sardinia is 11-2, 15-2 for Voice of a Curlew. Street Party is 8-1, 10s for Mizian, and 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So William Willing's market leader here, and in likely improvement from that debut effort. Do you think he'll go a couple of places better on his second outing?
Yeah, he looks as though he's in need of run that day. At Punchestown, it was a race, of course, was won by Adriana Denmark, who got brought down by Starboard Companion Abyssal, of course, in the Triumph Hurdle. And they were probably just seeing where they were with Asjar at that moment in time. He was quite easy to back that day, which suggested that he probably might need the run. And he did weaken quite abruptly from turning into the home straight with every chance. Some of his form in France, of course, where he was bought, was on a much better surface than he encountered at Punchestown. The ground today yielding at this venue should be absolutely ideal. He's going to be the one to beat, quite clearly. He's going to be a tough horse to pass. But I like quite this, like the shape of this race, and I didn't really fancy too many others other than the front two in the market. If we get a chance to back Shutter Island each way, around about the 7-2, 4-1 mark this morning, then he's the way I go. Kitten Rock, of course, the victor from the Edward O'Grady stable, boosted the form with a saunter to victory yesterday down in Navan. And I quite like the way this horse kept on in the latter stages. I mean, looked as though he was one of the ones that was going to shake up the winner in the latter stage of that race. I thought he travelled well, he thought he jumped well, and other than the favourite here, this looks a race very much within his grasp. So, like I say, each way Shutter Island against the favourite in the first is the way I go.
Okay, Shutter Island each way then in the 2:30. The 4:05 is the next race Andy's picked out at Wexford, and this is a rated hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and over that at entry are rated 123 or less. And Luf Nasser heads the betting at 9-4. She produced a career best to win a mare's handicap hurdle last time at Leopardstown. She needed every yard of the 2.25 miles on that occasion, Andy, so the step up in trip should be right up her street. Do you see her as the one to beat here?
Not necessarily. I do think she's a fairly useful horse, Ludnesser, and of course comes from a yard who can't stop having winners at the moment. Robert Tyner, they had another winner yesterday off the back of a treble at Clonmel and a double at Thurles a few weeks back. And Joe Fuchs, of course, he's in a fantastic form at the moment, and the two of them are dubstating quite nicely here. And they team up with Ludnesser, as you said, did win well that day on Hennessy Day at Leopardstown. I was there that day to see her win, and I just don't think the form is probably that great. She's still capable of more, and I do think if you fancy it, I wouldn't put you off in too strong terms. But I quite like the claims here of Captain of the Fleet. He's the one I want to be with here. 3 starts ago, he made virtually all the running to win at Limerick over today's trip. He was then dropped in distance, but upped in class, and the combination of those two factors meant that he got outpaced by the likes of Vator and Western Boy. And as we've seen, that form couldn't have worked out any better. It's probably some of the best Irish novice form of the season. He then ran over 3 miles next time out, and he just didn't quite get the trip on bad ground down in Clonmel, but he made a bold fist of it from the front. He led down to the second last until his stamina gave way. But look at the ones that were beating him that day. Goonie Yellow, Strong Stay, and Don Polly, of course, the winner of the Martin Pipe at the Cheltenham Festival. So he's in quite deep that day, Eamon O'Connell's charge. He's dropping down to 2.5 miles today. Sharp track. That should suit him as well, enable him to get a few breathers in at the around the bends. And this distance is absolutely ideal. And Davy Russell's been booked as well, a man riding with a main amount of confidence at the moment. So 3-1, Captain of the Fleet. He'd probably be my strongest view at Wexford this afternoon.
Okay, strongest view at Wexford then for Andy in the 4:05, Captain of the Fleet. And the 4:35 at Wexford is the last race we're going to look at. This is a veterans handicap chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. And 4-1 the field this morning, Andy, so quite an open race. What are your thoughts in the 4:35?
I'm going to go with Faritza here. She's had a slightly truncated season, if you like, but it's certainly working out perfectly for Connections. They ran him in November here at this track, over 2.6 miles, and she stayed in very strongly to beat Dogborough Hill. horses like Sharika have come out of that race and boosted the form. Then we saw her around the Christmas period at Thurles, doing some real damage to a good field that day in a very fast time. There were three handicap chases on that card, or three chases on that card, and Fritz's time was by far and away the best. Now she's been given a break, which is slightly odd. I thought they might have pressed on with her, but they've decided to hold back and give her a little bit of a break. And if she comes back in anywhere near that kind of form, she's clearly going to be the one to beat here. She's the only one of the only few course winners in the race, which is obviously going to stand her in good stead. I don't think the drop back in triple will be an inconvenience from that victory either back in November, because she has won over 2 mile two as well. So she's quite versatile when it comes to trips. And ostensibly, this race looks a fairly winnable one with not too many horses that you could say are ahead of the handicapper. But she might well be a few steps ahead, and I think I'm going to stick with her until she's beaten. So for it to... fairly confident vote in the 4.35.
Okay, for it so then in the 4.35. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections across the two meetings, and Andy, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, Black Spot On in the 1.45 at Down Royal starts off my septet of selections. Tona Duda is, hopefully he'll get the trip in the 3.15. If he does, I think he's probably got too much speed for the others. Then we then go over to the 4.15 and stick with the inform Hunter Chaser trained by Ian Ferguson in the shape of James Killer Miller. Hopefully might get the battle of the big two in the betting in the final race, the bumper. Then we then skip over to Wexford, where we've got a decent card, but only one or two opportunities from a betting purpose. We've got Shutter Island each way in the first against the hot pot in the shape of Ashjar. We then skip to the best bet on the card in the 4.05, captain of the fleet. And then in the very next race, Foritza is taken to score there, down at the foot of the weights.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. A busy day to look forward to in Ireland. Good luck with those selections and enjoy today's action.
Will do. Cheers, Mud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.